Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. Many years ago, when my now adult son was just an infant, my mother-in-law told me frequently not to pick him up when he was crying. "You're going to spoil that baby," she said, "or you're going to make him weak. You need to let him cry it out." This crying it out thing has been around for generations. I regularly talk to parents and teachers who believe it and who are convinced they will damage a young child's independence and ability to calm down if they pick that child up too often or rush to comfort him when he cries. Is it true? It may surprise you, but the answer is no. The most important task an infant faces in the days and weeks after birth is to build a connection, a secure attachment with caregivers. The baby does this by carefully observing the response she gets when she sends out a signal, usually crying, which is a baby's only language at the beginning of life. If a baby cries and someone responds, the baby learns trust, that she's wanted and welcomed, and that the adults will care for her needs. What's more, infants learn self-soothing, the ability to calm themselves down when they're upset, by being in close relationships with adults who can self-soothe effectively. In other words, when you respond to a baby's needs and show that baby how to calm down, she learns more quickly than if she's left to figure it out on her own. There's solid research that babies who are responded to quickly learn to calm down sooner than babies who are ignored. And in cultures where carrying and wearing infants is common, babies learn to self-soothe even more quickly than babies in Western cultures, where carrying babies is less common. Of course, the day does come when babies begin to figure it out and crying changes from a genuine need to a bid for attention. It's good to know that responding doesn't necessarily mean picking up a baby or giving him what he wants. It just means you let the baby know you've heard him and you're there for him. You can rub his back, grab his feet gently, or simply make eye contact and smile. And for the first 6 months of a baby's life or so, you really can't respond too often. Leaving a baby to cry alone for long periods of time makes it harder to build that secure attachment that babies need for growth and learning later on. In positive discipline, we say connection before correction. Your most important job as a parent or teacher is to build a trusting, caring connection with your child. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.